Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is a danger in interfaith dialogue which is being practiced by the church community today. That's the headline. David James joins me to explain this headline in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Do you think there is any value in having people with different beliefs and different worldviews sit down to have discussions?
Well, I think it's important for us to consider the end goal. What is the purpose of this? You know, part of the problems that we run into in the world comes from misunderstandings about what other people believe, and we often hold to caricatures that are represented by the most extreme in the various groups. I think it's helpful to understand where someone else is coming from. However, let me say this, that's completely different than assuming that we're going to achieve some kind of theological unity and spiritual unity, and that we're going to have some fellowship around some common, important, and fundamental beliefs about God and spirituality and what it means to enter into a relationship with God.
David, one of the main problems that I believe many who promote interfaith dialogue, that there's an underlying assumption that the similarities between different religions are greater than the differences that may exist.
I agree completely. I think that's probably the main thing that's driving a lot of this. And that is going back even to the late 1890s when there was a world religion parliament that kind of got this started in the modern era. And out of that came the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches and interfaith dialogue. We've seen it especially accelerating in the last 20 or 30 years. And I think it comes to the idea that ultimately all religions worship the same God. Where I would say that the Bible actually characterizes that there are two gods. There is the one true creator God, and then there is the God of this world. And only biblical Christianity, as God has revealed it, leads to the one true God of the Bible, and all other religions lead up the other mountain to the God of this world. And certainly, even in Genesis 11, Satan inspired the building of the Tower of Babel, which I would contend is a mountain made with human hands whose top is heaven, and all religions ultimately around the world have their root in what happened there in Genesis 11.
David James with Biblical Reasons Against Interfaith Dialogue in the Church Today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The practice of interfaith dialogue in the church today is dangerous if it does not have the proper end game. That end game must not be a compromise of biblical beliefs and doctrines. The end game must be to bring all to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is God's will, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. If this is not the end game, interfaith dialogue is not biblical, and it leads to the one world church that was foretold in Revelation chapter 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...